Commissioner Franz and Mayor Chris Farrell walk together up and down streets where all that's left of most buildings are stone foundations and brick walls. Here and there, a house emerged unscathed. Afterward, Franz vowed to help towns like Malden become more resistant to wildfire.
I can look right up this road right here, and you see where the fire went and how it stopped at the green grass, right? Some homes were more resilient. Every one of them, we should have the resources to make every single community, every single neighborhood, every single home resilient to fire and to be able to suppress those fires quickly.
Mayor Farrell says town officials have verified that all of Malden's residents have survived. Many are staying elsewhere. Utility crews have begun to replace power poles that fell over and to restring electric wires. Once the power is restored, then pumps can resume water service. One of the next steps, Farrell says, is to find the resources to begin rebuilding.
You know, we're trying to get a organization for donations. We have so many people that want to donate anything and everything that they can. And it's very overwhelming for us because we're a very small town. We don't have any buildings to put anything in.
Farrell says Avista Utilities will soon bring in a temporary building to service City Hall. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.